You possibly have seen the movie Big Fish. Maybe you've read the book. Well, a musical version of Big Fish is going to be staged by Front Porch Theatricals at the new Hazlett Theater. It opens next week. We'll talk more about it in a moment. You'll hear three numbers from the cast, and we'll hear the first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the show. Here, members of the cast of the production of Big Fish from Front Porch Theatricals.
Is he difficult? One could argue. There's a challenge in every day. If you think I don't understand him, give a listen to what I say. Sometimes he's like a tank full of laughing gas. Sometimes he's like a pain in the ass. But there is magic in the man, foolish magic in the man. And you no doubt are not about to break the spell. When there is magic in the man, pay attention if you can. And maybe you will do just half.
He never met Gandhi, and he didn't invent the microwave.
Sometimes he bends the truth with a wrecking ball. Sometimes he's bored with folks who think small. But there is magic in the man, all the ways he's better than. But all you see is him and me with miles to go. Plan. You might be glad that he's the dad you know.
People said I was always a good swimmer. I was born for the water. Plus, I had a hell of a teacher. Only way to lift the spell was with a kiss.
Who can live in a fantasy and never see what's real?
So that's the real appeal.
It's merely entertainment on a non-stop flight. What makes you so sure that you're so right?
There is magic.
He's a man with a taste for grandeur. Why allow him to improvise?
And you know,
give him only a moment and you're sure he shared it a Nobel Prize.
But I'm worried, son, that he's begun to fall apart. When there is magic in the man, foolish magic in the man. I'm a frightened girl with just a broken heart. So even if it's quick, please learn one little trick and try to make the man.
Members of the cast of Big Fish, Bill Lee Hartung there, and also Christiane Menotiadis, I got close, and Mario Williams is going to perform in a moment. We also have here this morning Matt Calvert and Hope Anthony as part of the ensemble of four you just heard a moment ago. Director Spencer Whale is here. Thank you for being here with us today. Can you tell me a little bit about the show? Some people have seen the movie and they know it, but what's the basic plot line?
Yeah, great. Big Fish is about a father and son who are trying to find each other before it's too late. Edward Bloom is this larger-than-life man who's been telling Big Fish stories his whole life about his fantastical adventures on the road, meeting a giant, a witch, all of this amazing stuff that he supposedly did. And his son is about to have a child of his own and realizes that he doesn't really know who his father is. And the clock starts ticking on the need for them to repair their relationship and get on the same page as far as storytelling goes.
Now, did the musical come, was it developed after the success of the film?
Yes. The screenwriter, John August, who wrote the Tim Burton film, adapted the screenplay for the stage. So this musical only premiered a few years ago on Broadway. It's a relatively new musical, and this is the regional premiere professionally, and also of a new version of this musical called the Big Fish 12 Chairs version.
Ah, and how does that differ from the other?
They took the Broadway version, and they decided they wanted it to be a little bit more intimate and based in the family dynamics, and they took away some of the big flashy dance numbers and replaced them with some beautiful intimate duets, just to put the focus more strongly on the characters. And it's a little bit more of a theatrical venture now, with a lot of magic that's happening right before the audience's eyes.
Front Porch Theatricals will open on this coming Friday, August 18th. The show runs the 18th, 19th, and 20th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2, and then the 24th, a Thursday show, through the Saturday, the 26th, all at 8 p.m., and then a closing matinee on Sunday, the 27th at 2, all in August. We have another song coming up. Can you set up what the situation is that we're about to hear?
Yeah, so we're about to hit one of the most beautiful moments of the show, Time Stops, which is a young Edward Bloom, he's in his late teens, arrives at the circus and sees this woman, Sandra, performing a dance routine with her friends. And in that moment that he sees her, time stops and he knows that he's found the love of his life. And so we have a beautiful duet between the two of them about what happens in those love at first sight moments.
Time stops when suddenly you see her. Time stops, and what you thought you knew changes, and life beyond this moment is better, bigger. Time stops, but still your heart is beating. Time stops, and you don't take a breath. She's there, and all you've ever wanted is nearer, clearer. I used to think the world was small. Now I don't think that way at all. Time stops, and dreams come true before you. Time stops, and fantasy is real. I knew this moment was expected, but this good, who could?
That boy is staring and I feel a chill. I don't know why that boy is staring and the world is still. Not tumbling by, there's no one talking, but I can hear a thousand voices. What's going on inside me? That boy is staring. Is it me he sees? I can't be sure if he is staring. Should I try to please or be demure? My hand is trembling, but in this moment nothing scares me. What's going on?
I used to see what lies ahead.
I thought my life might be a bore.
Now I just see this girl
could
instead.
Be I'm bound for
time
more.
Stops, and troubles are abandoned. Time stops the minute she arrives. I see in this moment, subversive, sublime. I live forever in this moment. If I could stop time.
That boy is staring, and I feel a chill.
a selection from Big Fish. Let's meet the two actors that just sung. Christiane Menotiadis.
Yeah, that was
there.
Great.
I did better.
That was beautiful.
I didn't even rehearse it. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I have been performing for a really long time. I went to Point Park University. Well, it was a college when I went there. And I have a BFA in musical theater.
Have you stayed in Pittsburgh?
I have stayed in Pittsburgh. I went away for a little while, and I stayed in Pittsburgh. I came back, and I got married, and I have two kids.
Well, great. Well, yeah. It's nice to have you here. And then I think we have Billy.
Yeah.
Hartung. And Billy, are you related to Greg? Or no? You know what? That's Greg. Never mind. You're not.
I'm not, but I do come from a big family.
His name rhymes with yours. I just realized right after I said that. His name is Greg Hartung with an N in it. But you do have a big family?
I do, yeah. I grew up in Pittsburgh with a very large family and moved to New York for a number of years. I also went to Point Park College and have a BFA in musical theater.
And I asked that for a reason, by the way, because there is drama and performance in the person's life that I was asking if you were related to. But
yeah. No, but and I had a beautiful life in New York and did a couple Broadway shows there and some films. But then I wanted to come back to Pittsburgh and raise my own family of now six children here in Pittsburgh. And so I'm having a great time. I've got a beautiful little life here.
Well, that's great. You two both sound terrific. Now, do you do the next song that we're about to hear, or is that going to be we don't have another song? Okay. Yeah. Good for me to know that. So let me turn then to our director. Could I meet the other members of the cast, please? Come on. Somehow we went from three to two, but that's just fine. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Matt Calvert.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, please?
I'm currently a student at Point Park University. I've got one more semester left there, and I'm also getting a BFA in musical theater.
Congratulations. Yeah. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, I'm actually from Fairfax, Virginia. It's kind of outside the Washington, D.C. area, so I just came here for school.
Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. And then we have another cast member.
Hi, my name's Hope Anthony. I am a Pittsburgh local.
Where did you grow up?
In Ingram. I went to Montour, and then I went to Point Park.
Well, great. And have you had much professional acting?
I've been performing in Pittsburgh for like 5 or 6 years since college.
Well, that's terrific. And then finally, we have somebody who I've been looking forward to meeting, Mario.
I'm Mario Williams, and I'm 12 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I go to St. Louis de Marillac Catholic School in St. Clair.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into seventh grade.
And what part do you play in this?
I play young Will and also Will's son.
That must be a lot of fun. Is anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be listening?
Hi, Mom.
Well, I'm glad you did that. Well, the play opens up this coming Friday, the 18th. It runs through the 27th of August, and you can get more information by clicking on the link to Front Porch Theatricals, which is at our website at slbradio.org. We're glad that they're able to be here today, and here's hoping you'll get a chance to see what looks like a great production. Let me turn once again briefly to our director. First of all, Melissa Yanchak, let me thank her for being our accompanist. And Spencer, is there anything else you might like to mention?
Yeah, well, I'll just say we had to cut that number because Melissa, our music director, had to run out to a band rehearsal. Because we're putting everything together. The cast is going to be singing with the band for the first time tomorrow for our Sitz Probe. So it's a really exciting weekend for all of us. I can't stress enough how much incredible Pittsburgh talent we have packed into this cast. And for anybody who's seen a Front Porch show before, it's a fantastic company that brings advantageous new pieces to Pittsburgh. Lizzie Boyke, who starred in Violet, has a great role in this production as Jenny Hill. And these actors, they do incredible, versatile work in this show. Matt Calvert and Mario Williams, who you heard from just now, are playing the same character at different ages. But a lot of the other actors have to play their characters through all ages. So you heard Christiane singing a number when she's older, in her 50s, to her son, Will. And then we just went back in time to her around high school age and found how she found the love of her life. So you get everything from this show and some incredible work from a really hardworking cast.
Well, excellent. And look for Big Fish. It's at the new Hazlett Theater. And thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.